Welcome to the Internal Revenue Service e-help desk. To continue in English, press 1.
Para continuar en español.
The e-help desk does not provide support for individual taxpayers. If you are not a tax professional, and you are calling about your personal income tax return, you must call 1-800-829-1040.
For assistance with e-filing returns, becoming an ERO or an I-10 acceptance agent, press 1. For e-services, press 2. For EFTPS, press 3. For registration or e-services password, press 1. For transcript delivery system or taxpayer identification number matching, press 2. To hear these options again, press 9.
Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality purposes. Please hold while your call is transferred.
We estimate your wait time to be between 7 and 10 minutes. The IRS eHelp Desk is committed to protecting the privacy rights of America's taxpayers. For authentication purposes, we will ask you for information from the submitted return and the acknowledgement file when assisting you with rejected returns. Please have these items available so we can provide you with quick, accurate service. We apologize for your delay. Our customers are answered in the order received, so please do not hang up. The next available representative will be with you as soon as possible.
Alright, that's fine. I'll send him an email. Thank you very much. Alright, bye.
Please wait.
We have a franchise Shell station that uses upgraded pumps, and I was curious if gas pumps was something that Impact would consider. I'll pull up his email and hope you're doing well.
This is Ms. Mayor with IRS eHelp. My ID number is 1000-180-378. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm trying to set myself up as a user for e-services on the IRS website. I just got a notification at the end of my registration. It says your registration attempt has failed, and then it gave a couple of bullet points, one being your name because of marriage, divorce, etc., and then the other one says your tax return for year in which you provided your AGI has not been processed. So I wasn't able to complete the registration online, and I'm just giving you a call to see if you would be able to assist me with the error.
We can look at the account. Have you ever registered before?
I did have a registration for myself before at a previous job, and it was actually under my maiden last name, so I'm not sure if that might be the issue. I have been married and changed my name with the IRS since.
Then if you have an account, maiden name or not, then you already have one, which is why it's not going to let you register. So you would actually, do you remember your username?
I don't, just because that was employment that was over, 3-4 years ago. Is there any way I can reset that login information?
Not the username, not if you have one out there. Let me see what we can do. May I have your social security number?
Sure. Social is 552 97 1736.
Hey there, this is Grant over at Cardiff. How are you doing?
May I have your name, please?
Sure. My name is Amy Leanne Chu Seal. At the time I was registered, it was just Amy Leanne Chu.
I just was calling because I had a quick question. We have a franchise Shell station that's looking to upgrade their gas pumps. I was wondering if that's the type of equipment on it.
You said you changed your last name at the IRS?
I changed it with Social Security, so I do have a new Social Security card with my new name now. I guess with my last tax return, it was before I got married, so it would still be under Amy Leanne Chu.
Okay, so then when you go to do the forgot password link, you're going to put the name that's on your new Social Security card. What is the year, make, model of the first car you owned?
That's a 1997 Toyota Avalon.
Okay. The username you selected back then was AMCHEW3958.
Okay. All right. So just entering this username, I should be able to do the forgot password with that.
Yes, as long as you know your AGI, because it's going to ask you for your AGI.
Okay, I do have my AGI. Do you know if it's going to ask me to change my PIN at all? Because that's also something that I don't have with me anymore.
At that time, if you want to change your PIN, or you think you know what your PIN is, you just stick it in there. There'll be a spot where you reset your password,
okay.
And underneath that, it'll have two boxes for the PIN.
Mm-hmm.
So you can select, I would recommend even if you knew what your PIN was, and put it in there so that it is your PIN. So you can change it at that time.
Okay, but the only way to change my PIN is if I know my PIN, correct?
No, you can change it. When you go on to the forgot password link,
okay.
There's a spot where you change the password. And then there's a spot where you change the PIN. If you
okay.
Fill the PIN blank, it won't change it, but if you fill it in, it will change it.
Okay, so basically just entering a new PIN at that time, I'd be able to do so?
Right.
Okay. Can I ask you a question as I'm actually doing this right now?
Sure, that's great.
Right now where it says, I've entered my username as you provided it to me, last name required. Would I do my maiden last name or my new last name?
Do your last name as it is with the IRS, which is Chu.
Okay. How do I notify the IRS for updating my information? Just I've done it with Social Security and the California DMV, but I'm just not sure about that process with the IRS. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm not either. I'm finding out for you.
Okay.
I know you can do it by filing your tax return, but you've already
done
it, so.
Okay. And I definitely for this coming year, when I file my taxes, that new name will be reflected because I got married in May just after I filed taxes, so. All right.
Actually, your name will change with us once Social Security Administration advises us that you've changed it.
Okay.
Because that's where we actually get our information.
I see.
Did you also move?
I did move. At the time, I was living in the Bay Area. Now I live in San Diego.
Because I know there's one where you can do it on the change of address. The form 8822.
Okay, let me write that down. Is that form available online? Is it something I can search on your website?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so now I'm just at the part where I'm entering my PIN on the reset page. Give me 1 second, please.
Okay.
All right, so it says that the password has been updated. Now it's just prompting me to log in again.
Right.
Okay. All right, and now it's asking me the challenge questions.
Right, because when you first did this, we didn't have that security precaution. So now okay. You select the challenge questions and reset them.
Okay. So I was using this service back in 2011 and 2012. Has anything changed since then?
When you submitted your request, did you change your address?
I did not. Is that something I should? Is that something I'm able to do right now? Or
when you just now filled out that application, it asked you had your address changed. Did you select yes?
Oh no, I didn't.
Okay.
Okay, so I completed the challenge questions. Is there a way that I can update the address then? I'm sorry. Not at this time.
No, you can do it today. Just
okay.
Answer those questions and submit it.
Okay.
And then it should take you to the registration screen.
I'm on the registration screen.
To the left, you have revised registration?
Correct.
Go ahead and select that one.
Okay.
And update the address, because right now they're going to mail the confirmation code to your Cabrilla address.
Oh, I see. Great. All right, I will go ahead and update my address here.
And once you update it, then make a note on your calendar in 15 days to give us a call back, because they're sending that letter to the address you have in there.
Oh.
The only way to change that would be to change your password again.
Okay.
After you update the address, or you can update it when you select the forgot password link again, or you can call back in 15 days and we'll provide it to you.
Okay, so now I've have my new address entered on the revised registration section. It says questions to unlock your account. Do I need to answer those questions again?
No.
No? Okay. Okay, so it looked like it gave me registration data successfully revised. You may now do the following: return to registration service menu to make another selection. So now this looks like the page I'm familiar with the registration and everything. So now the instructions is to give you guys a call in 15 days, you said?
Right, so that we can provide you with the confirmation code.
Okay, so until I receive the confirmation code, I won't be able to use the TIN matching service, is that right?
For TIN matching, you have to have done an application for it. Have you
already
done an application?
I should have. I just don't know if this transfers from, you know, a previous job to my current job, because I used to. Okay.
Your current job has to authorize you. And
okay.
Actually, if you sign out and sign back in, you can see whether or not they have already done that.
Okay. So right
but
now
when
I'm just.
You sign in, you'll see a link to the names of the companies that you're still on.
Mm-hmm.
If your former employer is on there, then select the link and remove affiliation. If your new employer is on there, then you can go in from there.
But okay.
If all you see is individual and your old employer, then advise your new employer to add you.
Okay.
And then you're not going to see the transcript delivery link until you confirm your registration.
Okay.
But you'll see, if they added you to the application, you'll see the application.
Okay. So right now from this registration services page, is there anything else that I need to do here?
Nope.
I just need to confirm the registration once I get that letter from you guys, which I need to call in 15 days.
Correct.
Okay. Would it be the same number that I called today?
Yes.
Okay. Would you mind just providing that to me so I have that for my records?
Sure.
I don't have.
It's 866 255-0654.
Okay.
And when you call, the prompts are 1 for English, 1 for e-filing. Wait, no, it's not. Sorry. It's 1 for English, 2 for e-services, and 1 for registration.
Okay.
So it should be 121.
Okay. I have all that written down. The number is 866-255-0654.
Right.
Okay. And then call in 15 days, you said?
Yes.
All right. And then from there, would you guys issue another letter with the confirmation to the new address, or is it just going to be a matter of you providing the confirmation over the phone?
What will happen is you'll call us, and then we'll escalate the case to a lead, and then they'll contact you back on by the phone and provide you the confirmation number.
Okay. All right, great. Thank you for helping me with the registration.
Anytime. If you need any help with your application later, just give us a call back.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.